Hey folks, welcome back to another episode. Today's going to be a client example. Now, what I will be doing going forward is a lot of people have been asking me about getting clients on the podcast, and I absolutely will. The reason that we don't put too many pictures and videos out there is because, I don't know if anyone knows, we work with South Asian females. The majority, of, if not probably 90% of them, you know, they want to remain anonymous. A lot of them dressed modestly. They don't want pictures to be posted, and I appreciate that and I respect that. So sometimes it can be a bit difficult, but we will be looking into bringing some of them on board. In fact, we've got two of them who are actually team members now with us, and I'm going to speak to them to actually get on a podcast and speak about their journey with us. They'd started their journey, you know, a while back as well, achieved great things, and now they're working with us because they've got a particular set of skills. But we've got a client here who's okay to be named. Her name was Samira. So I just want to just kind of talk through a little bit about what we did with her, okay? Because this is the thing. A lot of people don't realize that when you not just join us, but any coach who does things properly, is you're not signing your life away. You're actually signing up to make your life easier. Okay, that's ultimately what the job of the coach should be to do. Now, when Samira came to us, she was actually just gotten married. So for her, it was a bit of an adjustment period settling into the in-laws, you know, traditional stuff. So for her, she wasn't able to eat too flexibly. She could, but she just, again, I don't want, obviously, this episode to be about cultures and stuff. None of that stuff. That's not what we do here. But for her, it was just about kind of not wanting to do anything too different and just, I guess, make a good impression and not stress about cooking separately, because the family was more traditional, so I guess they weren't too health aware, I guess. So for us, the job was really to, how can we make things easier for her to the point where she can eat flexibly, she can sit down at dinner time and still lose body fat and thrive. And the two things that I really did with her was up her activity levels, which we did without her actually working out, but it was more about tweaking the earlier day's nutrition, because a lot of people don't realize that you do have control over your earlier meals. It's not as if you're going to sit down with the family. You might, but she was working, right? So she wasn't home all the time. So she had a good degree of control over breakfast and lunch and snacks as well. It was only in the evening time when she didn't have much of a say. So, and I understand that. We're not going to say, no, you have to make the changes. I must repeat that again. When you join us, you need to tell us, okay, listen, this is the situation that I've got going on. The kids like to eat out on Saturday. The husband or the wife is a fussy eater and I don't want to, you know, cook separately. Cool. Tell us. And if it's something that we physically cannot deal with, I will obviously explain that, right? But in most cases, there's a workaround for it. So it was more about breakfast, lunch and snacks. What can we do? So what we ended up doing, we flipped it on its head and just said, okay, generally speaking, what do you have for dinners? What do the family normally make? Most days it was traditional desi food, which was quite high in fats. Some days it was Western dishes. So I took that an opportunity to tweak her earlier days nutrition by giving her portion guides. And basically with the nutrition, we give you everything you need. No calorie counting if you don't want to. It's all done, laid out for you. So you know exactly what you're doing. But when it was on the days where they were having more Western dishes, English dishes, there wasn't much of a concern because the foods were actually pretty decent. You know, it was like pasta dishes and rice dishes, which had some kind of English twists to it. It was more the desi foods, which would have, you know, from what I saw and the pictures and the examples she gave, they were amounting to around 600 to 800 calories per serving, which is quite a lot. Okay, so on those days, I said, okay, this is what I want you to do for breakfast, lunch, and your snacks, and this is how much movement I want you to get. Okay, I didn't say to her, hit 10,000 steps, as everyone says you must do. No, I said, listen, do these things as you're, you know, getting on about your day. She did that. And in the space of about 6 to 7 weeks, okay, because in the first few weeks, she was removing junk food slowly. She was increasing water, doing the basic stuff, right? And it was easy for her. But after about 6 to 7 weeks, it was 2.5 kg that dropped off and she wasn't even thinking about it. Okay, and she noticed her dress coming loose as well. Because it was summer, well, it's getting towards summertime, it's been quite warm over the last kind of last two months or so. So she was someone who just hated not being able to buy summer dresses and outfits and stuff. So she tried something on and she was like, oh, hey, this is working, right? Because most people don't have any. You sign up and it's like, what have I done? Have I made the right decision? And I get that. I've been there as well. So after having done that, following those processes, it kind of gave her this, I guess, hope that now, you know, she's found someone, a bunch of people who can help her, and we're gonna, okay? And all we did was just say to her, listen, what do you have on these days? Okay, this is what I want you to do earlier in the day. Didn't say to her, cut these foods out, none of that stuff. I just said, this is what I want you to focus on. So for breakfast, lunch, and snack, it was still healthy foods, but it was tasty foods, okay? Foods that she could easily manage. And there were times where I said to her, you know, go to the local Tesco Express or wherever you go and pick up these items. She did that. And at no point in the first couple of weeks did she say she was struggling. There were times during a cycle when she was struggling, obviously, with cravings, etc., which I understand. But other than that, I could easily say, pretty much plain sailing for her. Okay. And no eyebrows were raised around the house because she was doing anything different. In fact, I think her sister-in-law asked about what she was doing because she noticed that she was having a bit more energy and stuff. So that's obviously a wee bonus as well, okay? But the point I'm trying to make here is if you have a look inside into what we do with our clients, into what we do with our females, is that we take them where they are, we ask them where they want to be, and then we look at how can we make that as easy as possible. Let me repeat one more time, easy as possible. Because if we're able to remove the roadblocks and try to find simple solutions for them, it's going to be easy to follow. Because if I was to bring someone on board and say, okay, here's a 7-day meal plan and a workout, which most people think that they need, which they bloody don't. Like every time we release a guide on Instagram, it's always the same people asking for it. It's like, okay, let me see if there's anything new here. No, it's just an extension of what we already tell you and in a different package, basically. Free, obviously, but it's like delivered differently. We try to hit the brain centers a bit differently each time we give you content. And for a lot of people, it sticks. For some people, it doesn't. They're always looking for something that trick or that hack that's just going to come out of nowhere. It ain't going to happen, folks. Okay, so just please, just remember that. But with Samira, for her, the main focus was, okay, she's just settling in now. She wants to keep on top of her fat loss because we've seen the amount of females and males as well, actually, but we focus more on females who've gotten married and generally the weight does tend to pile on, which I understand. Some cases why that happens. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. And in this case, it's not going to happen. So I'm going to be doing another podcast in maybe another 4 to 6 weeks and give you an update on our progress. But so far, you know, all the struggles that she thought she was going to face going into a new family, well, they're not really struggles. She's been working around it and we're going to keep coaching her. She will factor in exercise. And I bet you're shocked that I didn't mention any workouts, but over time there is going to be some form of exercise coming in. But right now, it was just more about eliminating some of the foods that she had control over and bringing in nutrient-dense foods, moving a little bit more. Sleep, like the other stuff I don't want to mention, the boring stuff like sleep and water, which is obviously a necessity, that was being done as well. And it allowed her to be able to sit down at the end of the day and not worry. Obviously, I told her like just to kind of be careful with oil, the basic stuff. But there wasn't anything that was going to raise eyebrows, and because obviously she wanted to just, you know, sit with the family and eat as well. Okay, so please, any of you cultural demons who want to talk about any of that stuff, this ain't the place to do that. Okay, this is just more about how we managed it with this particular client. Okay, so if you took something away from this, or if you want to ask anything about that, anything more that she did or what we did for her, reach out on Instagram, just slide into the DMs, and I'll be more than happy to help. I will be doing more of these case studies in the coming days, so definitely do keep an eye out.